This is a Sichuan news update. After decades of hard work and determination, 194.7 acres has been returned to the Snamuk First Nations. It was a celebratory morning at the Snamuk Recreation and Health Center on Thursday, October 16th, as members from Snamuk and the broader community gathered to hear the formal announcement of the returned land. Located adjacent to Vancouver Island University and above the nearby Nanaimo Parkway, three federal parcels of the former Department of National Defense land has been added to the Snamuk First Nations reserved lands. The 194.7 acres, or 78.8 hectares of land, will be part of the First Nations Tetuxen site. Tetuxen is a traditional name of Mount Benson, which means grandmother of all surrounding mountains. Snamuk Chief Mike Wise and Federal Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, Rebecca Alty, made the joint announcement on Thursday. Chief Wise announced the return of land as historic.
This is the moment our people have worked towards for generations. We did it, and we did it together.
The land is part of the territory that has been progressively taken from the First Nations by colonial governments starting in the mid-1800s. This formal announcement for the land transfer comes after the ministerial order was signed in September. Over the past 2.5 years, members of the First Nations have given feedback on what they would like to see the Tetuxen site be turned into. Wise says, based on what they heard, the land will be used for mixed-use development, with low, medium, and high-density housing, commercial spaces for businesses, and cultural and recreational spaces. Wise says this land transfer has been a long time coming after his late mother and former Snamuk chief, Viola Wise, was told by the then-conservative-led government that the land would never be returned. Auntie Vi, as she was known by some, passed away in 2009.
We will continue advancing reconciliation with the Crown as we build a strong future for Snamuk, for the ancestors, and for all connected to these sacred lands. This achievement belongs to all of us.
With the land transfer, the Department of National Defense will be able to maintain its current facilities located across Nanaimo Lakes Road from Colliery Dam Park. The lower portion of the land transfer was previously the location of the Nanaimo Indian Hospital that operated from 1946 to 1967, where many Indigenous people were subject to unfit care and abuse. Wise says they are accelerating the pre-development process so they can address the harms that the hospital had and move forward with the land into a place of healing and recovery. Minister Alty says today is an historical day and a big step forward for reconciliation. The land transfer also comes after the federal government and Snamuk signed the Tetuxen Village Pacific Plains Settlement Agreement at the beginning of this year. This agreement saw the government provide the nation $42 million for what the minister says is the Crown's failure to set aside village lands promised in the Snamuk-Tsarlokun Treaty of 1854.
Now, whether it's the settlement or the addition to reserve, in both of these cases, your nation was unjustly deprived of the use and benefit of the lands. But now, thanks to the strength and determination of your leadership, that injustice has been resolved, and we've taken another step on the path of reconciliation.
After the announcement, Wise spoke to the media. Wise says the land transfer will have a significant impact on the community.
Oh, very significant. You know, our land base has been very small to live for our people, our growing nation. So to have this property brought forward for Snamuk is very significant. We've had the smallest land base per capita in BC. So for how to get lands back that's going to provide for our nation members to come home and potentially set roots here in Nanaimo is significant.
He says while they're looking at partnerships to help fund future projects, right now they are focused on the early stages of development and next steps. Wise says on this historic day, he is proud to be able to finish the work his mother first set out to do.
You know, we always fall back on the work that she started. It feels like we're bringing some of these items across the finish line for her. And she was a very strong leader for our community and a very strong trailblazer. So thankful. Oh, she'd be hooting and a hollering. She'd be very happy today and thankful.
Snamuk members will have a chance in December to vote on what they would like to see the land used for during the First Nations next general election. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.